Welcome to the Official Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm Alex King, your host for the day. We're here at the Utilita Bowl in Southampton. So I'm going to introduce my next guest, Cordelia. Now, I'm going to let her tell us what she does.
Hi, my name is Cordelia. I am a marketing apprentice at Shoots Training. And I am 18 years old currently.
And where are you doing your apprenticeship?
I'm doing it at Shoots Training.
Wonderful. And tell me, what's a typical day look like for you?
It's a typical day. I'd say it's very engaging. I learn a lot. I do very practical stuff. I'm quite present in what I do as well. So a typical day for me looks like trying to engage, let's say, an audience, trying to think of ways and ideas of how to psychologically, like, understand my audience and, you know, get to people as well.
Why did you think you wanted to do marketing?
For me, what the appeal was the idea of being able to connect with an audience, connect with people. I think connection is very, very important. And sometimes I feel like we lack a bit of connection nowadays in this, like, fast-paced world. Mm. So having that, because I value connection a lot, makes me passionate about wanting to kind of bring more of that into the world, more of that humanness, more of that. I'm a quite a creative person too. I really like visual marketing, like trying to incorporate a feeling into like a vision, whether that be art or whether that be, you know, how something looks, like communicate like different types of languages. And for me, that's visually. So with marketing, I feel like it gives me an outlet to do that, to express myself in that way and connect with others with what they need at that time, etc.
Okay. Now, you were at school far more recently than I was. It's a long time ago for me. Tell me how much they teach you about. Do they introduce you to marketing and say that's some, you know, where you can go into for a career?
To be honest with you, they briefly mention it. Okay. But with apprenticeships, I don't think it's like a commonly like praised and preached route. It's more like university. University is like the only option for you. And you kind of feel this pressure to only have one path ahead. Yes. And then you don't realize that there's so much more around you. Yeah. And I feel like going to school kind of put me in a bubble. And I never really worked well with that because I felt this pressure that I have to be something in terms of going to university. But I found starting this apprenticeship that it's been way more efficient for me and for how I work. And I get to just express myself in ways that I haven't before.
Okay. So, and would you recommend anybody else to do an apprenticeship?
Definitely. I feel like especially if you're the type of person that wants to kind of think outside of the box, likes to get hands-on experience. I know that's said a lot, but it's like, I feel like especially in terms of marketing or creative fields as well, an apprenticeship is way more, in my opinion, beneficial than going to uni. Uni is a good route as well, but with an apprenticeship, I feel like there's way more that you can really take in and see.
You learn on the job, don't you? So yeah. It's great. You'll learn directly from people.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. You're more present with what you're doing rather than, you know, learning the theory of it. You are actively doing what you have to do now. Mm. And it's like you feel more better about yourself as well because you learn, like, right now, basically. Like, as I'm doing now, me talking to you, I'm learning. You're learning that.
Brilliant. And so we can't let you leave without talking about AI. Which AI tool do you use daily?
ChatGPT.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's good for research, isn't it?
It's good for research. I think it's a good way to also, you have a lot of ideas and they're quite messing your head. So putting them out on there kind of segments it for you and, you know, categorizes it in ways that will bring, sometimes can't do. And I think it's a very, very useful tool, especially in, like, you know, marketing and what we do here. So I use it every day. It's very useful because people get the wrong idea of ChatGPT. They think that, like, it does everything for you. But I believe that use it as a tool to kind of reinforce your creativity because this AI thing, it mirrors you, basically. Yeah, I've run it. It basically tells you what you already know, but in different ways, where you kind of get to think more. So I think it's very beneficial and useful. And I feel like people should also learn their way around how to use it a bit more. Because it's very effective when you know how to, like,
AI is only as good as the prompts you give it, so it's all about us, isn't it?
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with your apprenticeship.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lovely talking to you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.